We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
904 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Most behind the glass tonight. Matt Martucci, as you've been hearing on the updates, you guys with us, 888-729-9494. That is how you get aboard. We'll get right back to all the phone calls, and we get to continue to play John Middleton in a few minutes. Right now, though, we go out to the guest line. Scott Lauber joins us, Inquirer.com, the Daily News. You read him, and of course, we're following along with Scott as he covers his Phillies team. Scott, how you doing tonight, man?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. Talking about a team right now that I just think has this city so just frustrated and flustered. And we know there's a lot of injuries. We know this team isn't as talented as they were to start the season. But, man, Scott, it's tough watching them right now.
Yeah, I mean, it sure is. You know, I was on the road trip and so was there for the three in Arizona and the four in San Francisco. And, you know, I kind of wrote this earlier today. You know, we all thought when the season started that their pitching might present somewhat of a problem given that they didn't add to their rotation. And I think a lot of us thought at the start of the year that the rotation was the question, the biggest question on the roster. And then didn't help that, you know, they pretty much had to put their entire opening day bullpen on the disabled list at one point in the season. But the part that's just mystifying is the offense. And you know, you point to Andrew McCutchen and losing him and how big of a loss that was, fine. It's difficult to understate how big a loss that was, but nevertheless, there are still enough hitters with track records in the lineup where you'd figure that they'd score runs. And for me, when you watch them, that's the most mystifying part of it, is why they're not producing more runs, why they're not more consistent offensively. You watch a game like Friday night where they kind of pour it on a little bit and Harper has a huge night and you think, okay, well, that's going to snap them out of it. And then the next day they get three hits. So, you know, it's been that way really, it seems like now for a couple of months where, you know, just when you think maybe the offense is turning the corner and that's really been the element of the team that's underachieved. So I think that's where I'm guessing, you know, from the emails I receive and the calls that I'm sure you get, that's where the real kind of disappointment lies, is that people thought that they were talented enough to overcome some of the things that they've had happen to them, and apparently they weren't.
So, Scott, I think the biggest point of contention or wonder or just frustration and questioning here from the fan base is, are these hitters as a group not good enough, and did we overrate what they could do together as a group, or is there something systematic here that is holding them back? I'll bring up Breece Hoskins, and I think we've seen him now for a little over 2 years. He goes through ebbs and flows, ups and downs. Overall, he is a well above average offensive player. He's good, but yet his infield pop-up rate is higher this year. He has not been close to great. Do you think, as watching him, that there's something going on here with coaching, or is he just struggling?
I tend to think that it's, you know, it goes on long enough and you think it's got to be a systematic thing, right? I mean, every hitter goes through these things and up and downs throughout the year. Their downs seem to be longer than their ups, just as a group. And you know, then, you know, you get into situations where guys go through a slump and, you know, what you're hoping is the rest of your lineup is clicking, and so you can overcome that. And they've kind of slumped together. And you know, there was, you know, they talk about the approach that they've taken over the last 2 years and all of that. And then you hear things like, you know, a couple of months ago, like, well, we're going to hunt fastballs now, and we're going to, you know, focus in on that. And you know, I get trying to do different things. I mean, the other day, you know, before one of the games, they talked about not giving their hitters as much data as they normally do and just be relaxed and loose, go out and hit. And they hit well yesterday. They really did. I mean, I know they left the bases loaded in a big spot late in the game when Hoskins popped up, but, you know, they scored six runs. They had 10 hits, I believe. I think they walked 11 times. you know, they certainly put enough traffic on the bases and scored enough runs to win that game. So maybe less is more, you know, and maybe you've got to go away from the data a little bit and let the guys just sort of go on their feel and figure out, you know, as they go. So I don't know. I like I said, I'm kind of mystified by how a lineup with, you know, hitters who've had track records over the years, and, you know, Rhys Hoskins has a track record. Well, I mean, Harper's and Real Muto's and Segura's, theirs are longer even than Hoskins. And, you know, you go through a season where they just can't really find any consistency. You know, that's sort of the part that, you know, it defies understanding. Like, I've been on this pitching kick for a while now, talking about how, you know, they didn't do enough and in their rotation, and they misjudged their pitching, and all of that is easy to explain. They made a mistake, you know, and that's certainly on the front office and how they built the team. I don't get what the offense is going through. It just doesn't really add up.
No, it's not good enough to cover up for the mistakes that they made. Scott Lauber joining us here in Inquirer.com. Scott, the one thing that I don't think most of us can grade, we just watch the games and we're at the games, or we listen to the games and we see the good and the bad, and we try to surmise what the feeling is behind it. But you're around the team, you were on this road trip. What do you feel in terms of the sense of their sense of urgency, their sense of care? Because that drives fans nuts more than anything else, that there's a feeling like, they don't really care that much, or they're not really sensing the urgency of the season slipping away. You're around them. What do you garner in terms of that kind of feeling?
No, I understand. I get that. And, like, I hear that from fans, too, is, like, where's the urgency, and where's the guy after a tough loss who just sort of, like, goes off and kind of explodes and says it's not good enough. And you know, they want guys who want to throw the buffet table over and make a show of things. And I would argue that, you know, you're around enough baseball teams, not just this one, you don't get that in this sport. You know, they play every day, and I think if they were to do that, you know, if they were to sort of react that way after every loss, or even after a cluster of losses, you drive yourself insane. I can't tell you how many teams I've covered over the years that were good, and maybe they were underachieving at a certain point in the season, and there was none of that. There was none of that that fire that fans want to see. And I think, like I said, I think it's because in baseball you drive yourself nuts. Now, having said that, you know, you do hear an awful lot of, well, we still have a lot of time, and, you know, we'll figure it out, and we'll put it together, and, you know, no need to panic. You hear that a lot after a lot of these losses. And, you know, so the rational side of you says, well, that's just baseball players being baseball players. But, you know, when you've gone 4 months without winning more than four in a row, why do you have any cause to believe that you're going to go on this hot streak all of a sudden? And so, yeah, I get it. I understand where fans are coming from, and you'd certainly like for, you know, for example, you know, after one of the losses in Arizona, you know, a few of us were talking to Bryce Harper, and he was talking about how, like, well, we're still in this, you know, we're right in the thick of things. And he's right, of course, but there just doesn't seem to be, like, a whole lot of, hey, we're running out of time here, and we've got less than 50 games to go, and we got to get on a run. You don't really hear that all that often from them. And I know that that's frustrating to fans. So there's got to be some in between, I think. You know, there's got to be some in between of a guy going, look, we've got time. You know, I Gabe Kapler made the point yesterday talking about the Mets and their hot streak, and he said, well, you know, look, early in the season, the Nationals were ice cold, and people wrote them off and said they're finished, and now they're leading the wild card race, you know. And when the Phillies were beating up on the Mets back in July, everyone said the Mets were done. And 5 weeks later, they're actually ahead of the Phillies. So why shouldn't you think that you have enough time? I mean, there's still 5 weeks left in the season to get on a similar streak. And he's right, except that they haven't yet. And the season's 4 months old. So there's got to be some middle ground between the we've got time and somebody going absolutely insane in that clubhouse because it hasn't happened yet. There's just not enough of that middle.
There isn't, and it's frustrating, and they are right. And I think that the fact that they're right and they say it, I think bothers fans more than anything. It's like, yes, you're right, but man, this is annoying to hear. Scott Lauber is joining us, covers the team, Inquirer.com, Daily News. Scott, last one for you. Rhys Hoskins is in another one of his slumps again. Bryce, we know he's had a weird year, but he's been productive with guys on base, and he had the big night on Friday. You've covered Rhys now this season, and you've watched his ups and downs. I mean, he's the one guy that it's hard for me to get a fix on, because when he's hot, he's red hot. I never know when that red hot's going to start. But man, Scott, if the Phillies are going to get going and this is going to happen, it feels like everything we talk about, it's all just dressing around this. They need Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins to carry them.
Yeah, I mean, how long have we said, right, that their best players have to start being their best players? And even in spring training, when everyone was optimistic, and early in the season when things were going really well, we always said, like, they're going to go as far as their offense takes them. And that's just how they're built. I mean, even Gabe Kapler the other day in San Francisco acknowledged that. He said, like, look, we're not built to shut teams out, I think was what he said. You know, we're, you know, in other words, we've got to mash. You know, we've got to score runs. And so if they're going to make a run here, it's got to be Harper, Hoskins, Realmuto, Segura. Those are the big four. I think you need Dickerson to stay hot. You know, he's a professional hitter and a guy who's capable of being productive. I mean, they've got the players who have the track records, and so now those are the guys who've got to get them there. And it's been that way since day one. I felt like they were going to slug their way to a playoff spot or a division title from day one, and they haven't. And so, you know, now that's what they've got to do. I don't think any of that changes. There are pitching challenges now that exist that didn't even exist back when we thought they had pitching challenges. You know, I mean, now they may have to make do without Jake Arrieta. Who knows if he decides to have surgery and end his season. They're going to have to make do without, like, Nick Pivetta wouldn't have been in that game the other day if they were all healthy in the bullpen. You'd have David Robertson going out there, or you'd have Tommy Hunter or Sir Anthony Dominguez. These people haven't been heard from now for weeks, and some of them are not going to be heard from for the rest of the season. So they have pitching challenges that exist beyond what we thought was going to be challenging for them. So the offense has to do even more, and they've done less than what we expected, and that's why they're in the predicament that they're in.
They are, and they have 40-something games to get out of it and change the narrative one more time. Scott, I always appreciate you hopping on. I know it's a long road trip. Enjoy the rest of your night off, and we'll be reading at Inquirer.com.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
There you go. Scott Lauber covering the team. And look, we can break this down and slice it and dice it a million different ways, but what Scott said there at the end is still the truth. There was the truth in April. It's the truth now. If Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins get red hot, the Phillies are two back. Like, they could win a wild card spot if they hit the way they've hit lately, or really the whole year, which is up and down, good but not special. Then they're not going to overcome all the other stuff. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to. I want to talk to Cody in Cherry Hill. What's up, Cody?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Cody. What's up,
Joe? I'm telling you, tonight's not the night that I agree with you, and just listening to you gets me a little livid. You know. I'm going to tell you why. If I'm in John Middleton's shoes, you know, why to fire the coaching staff now? First of all, what's going to be different from this year to next year? There's going to be no difference. If you're going to bring back Kapler, you can have the same players, you can have the same situation. What's going to make next year different than this year?
Well, I don't think they'd have the same players they have now. The 25-man roster.
You can have basically the same exact thing. And if you start firing coaches now, if you start firing Gabe Kapler, Matt Klentak, Andy McPhail, and all those failures in the organization, what you're showing is a few things. First of all, we're not going to the playoffs as is right now. There's no way we're going on a hot streak. We are in fourth place right now. It's embarrassing.
Well, before you go on, Cody, I think you're probably right. If I had to guess, I would say they're not going to make the playoffs. But I do think the fourth place thing is just overblown. Like, second and third place are leading the wild cards. Like, the truth is they're two games back of a playoff spot. That's what matters. Third place, fourth place, second. It's all whatever.
Joe, I'm telling you, think about it. If we fire Kapler now, if we keep him, if we don't keep him, if we get an interim manager, we're not going to make the playoffs either way. Get the wheels on the car. Get it moving. You have to start the process somewhere. You know, just
but Cody, what
show,
firing
Matt, accountability to the fans.
No, but that you don't. You have to make smart, long-term decisions. You don't just give a sacrificial lamb to us because we're angry about a weekend series.
What sacrificial lamb? What sacrificial lamb? I want to tell you something. We went through enough to hear Gabe Kapler talk, we clawed for hard fought, and we fought our asses off for this game. I want to tell you something. Gabe, And Joe, there's a lot of fans, including me, who I went out at the beginning of the year. I don't have a lot of money. I spent a lot of money on the team this year, buying a ton of tickets. You know, obviously, I know they're going to lose games. I'm going to go to games where they're going to lose.
Sure,
and all that.
Sure.
But you know, what's John Middleton thinking? He spent $400 million. I don't know what he spent on this team.
A lot.
And take a look at this. This team is horse, you know what?
I agree with you. But guess what? That team's going to be what the team is if he fires people today or he fires people on October 3rd. What is going to change?
Two things. First of all, I don't think for any reason, that there is the players have any respect for what's going on in the coaches at all. Now, I think that the players are a big responsibility. It's not Gabe Kapler up at the plate hitting, you know, striking out. It's the players. But at the end of the day, just to watch this and for the fans to watch how Rhys Hoskins is just sinking lower than who knows where, and watching the team, Realmuto has more strikeouts, almost the more strikeouts he ever had in his career, and the year's almost not over. It's embarrassing, and it's sickening to watch. And you know what? If they're going to keep Kaplan next year, I am not going to spend my money on buying a single ticket again.
Well, you know, that's your prerogative, Cody. And I appreciate the call, man. And look, they'll hear that and they'll take that into account. I don't think they should make decisions on. They have to figure out what they have, and John Middleton has to figure out if he should continue to believe in the people he believes in. That's what he's got to do, because that's wins and losses. And wins and losses bring people in long-term, not emotion on August 12th. That's not how this is done. Smart teams don't fire managers when fans are upset. Smart teams don't fire GMs when people are upset. Smart teams make decisions based on what they truly believe, and smart owners do that. If John Middleton wants to fire one after the year, it's his team. He can do whatever he wants. I'm just saying, if I'm him on August 12th, I see no value in it. Other than getting people, you know, say, oh, yeah, he cares. Aha! That's not going to win a game tomorrow or the next day or the next day. 888-729-9494, #9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. You're John Middleton. As our last call told you, he wants everyone fired right now. I don't think it makes any sense today to do that. That is an after-the-season move. We'll come back, talk some Phillies, your reaction, and Dak Prescott. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott wants $40 million. Dollars per season. And you know what? If I'm his agent, I'm not accepting a dime less than what Carson Wentz got from the Eagles. I'll tell you why. Your phone calls on the Birds and, of course, the Phillies on the other side. 888-729-9494. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.